兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
睡醒了吗？
Are you guys awake yet?
我们今天有打在后面吗？打在哪里吗？打了出来没有？哦，出来没有？还没有出来，没关系。我们知道这个李牧圣弟兄来了，给我们讲了一系列的信息。
We know that Brother M.S. Lee were in our midst delivering a series of messages.
他跟我们说到关于十字架的学习。
He taught us about the lesson of the cross.
他告诉我们怎么过一个天天舍己背十字架的生活。
He talked about how we can live the life of daily denying, and bearing the cross.
我想在座的弟兄姊妹呢，听了以后一定很有感觉。
I know that you guys have some response to that message.
但是呢，我们后来发觉，听了李弟兄的信息以后呢，好像有一些真理的部分，好像弟兄姊妹还是不是很清楚。
But we've come to realize that perhaps there are some truths about the cross that needs to be addressed more clearly.
所以我们用两个礼拜的时间，把这个道理再来复习一次。
So we're going to spend 2 weeks to revisit the doctrines of the cross.
然后我今天是讲第一次。
So I'm going to deliver the first message.
然后许贤香弟兄他来讲第二次。
And Brother YC would deliver the second message.
所以今天我是讲一部分。
So I'm going to share parts of the doctrine.
我不知道上个礼拜你们拿到那个单子。
I wonder if you guys have received the pamphlet that gives a summary.
上个写了有七点是这个信息的内容。
There are 7 points that summarize those meetings.
平常在澡堂我不用这个 PowerPoint 的。
I usually don't use the PowerPoint in the morning message.
但是呢，我怕你们没有带。
But I'm afraid that you guys don't have the pamphlet with you.
那所以我就把它弄出来。
So that's why I use the PowerPoint.
那除了这三点以外呢，我没有放别的东西在里头了。
And so besides the 3 points, I didn't put in anything else.
我们先来读两个地方的圣经，好吗？
Let's read 2 scriptural passages.
我们看马太16章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太16章，我们从21节看到24节。
Verses 21 to 24.
马太十六章二十一节，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，劫事必不临到你身上。”耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”我们看第二个地方，这是在加拉太书第五章。
Let's read another scriptural passage, Galatians 5:11.
五章十一节，我们就读哪一节好了。
Let's read that one verse.
五章十一节，弟兄们，我若仍旧传各理，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是那这样，拿十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。好，弟兄姊妹。我们读了这两段的圣经。
After reading these two Bible verses,
这里告诉我们一点关于十字架的故事。
It shows us the story of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做十字架？
What is the cross?
十字架到底是什么？
What is the cross, really?
我们很多时候以为说十字架就是受苦。
We always think of the cross as suffering.
对吗？每次我们想到十字架，就是一个苦的事情。
We think that it's a thing to suffer for.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
十字架里头会叫我们受到一点的痛苦。
Yes, we will suffer when it comes to the cross.
但你受苦不一定是十字架。
But when you suffer, it's not necessarily the cross.
结果你们都懂哈。
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
很小的时候，我老师跟我说。我小的时候，我老师跟我说
，When I was young, my teacher told me，
他说这个大象啊有鼻子。
elephant.
The elephant has a trunk.
但不是有鼻子的就是大象。
But not everyone who has a trunk is an elephant.
那所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候你受到一点苦。
So sometimes when you suffer.
不一定是十字架。
It's not necessarily the cross.
所以有的时候你不要以为说，哎呀，我受了一点苦了，然后就是十字架了，不是的。
So you can't say that when you suffer, oh, it's the cross.
有可能是十字架。
It could be the cross.
有可能不是十字架。
It could be not the cross.
那到底这个苦里头什么时候是十字架，什么时候不是十字架呢？
So how do you know when is the cross and when it is not?
那刚才我们读了马太福音，就给我们说明一个图画了。
So we just read Matthew 16 and it gives us a picture.
那主耶稣怎么来跟彼得说？
What did the Lord Jesus said to Peter?
那弟兄姊妹，你发觉主耶稣好像很不客气。
It's like Jesus was not being very nice.
其实很好的一个门徒啊。
It's a good disciple.
他对这样劝主耶稣好像也很合理啊。
When what he said to Jesus was reasonable.
如果是我们的话，我们对彼得不会这样说话的。
If Peter said the same thing to us, we won't reply in a similar way.
彼得听到主耶稣说
Peter heard Jesus say,
他说他要上耶路撒冷去。
That I have to go to Jerusalem.
在这里我要受很多的苦。
And I have to suffer many things.
然后他说他还要被杀。
And I'll be killed.
第三天复活。
And be raised on the third day.
那当彼得听见主耶稣说到这些话的时候，
Then Peter, after he heard these things,
他就跑到主耶稣哪里去？
So he ran to Jesus.
他意思就是说，他抓住主耶稣。
He took him aside.
那中文圣经写的不够的，不够描写的不够好。
The Chinese version doesn't render it.
那意思就是
well,
彼得抓住主耶稣。
It means that Peter grabbed hold of Jesus.
然后跟他说，耶稣啊，你要体贴一下你自己吧。
And said, oh, you have to take care of yourself.
你不要过这样的生活。
Don't live like that.
然后主耶稣怎么说？
And what did Jesus say?
这个很重的一句话。
It's a very harsh thing, he said.
他说，撒旦退我后面去吧。
Get behind me, Satan.
你能不能跟你旁边，你先跟你最好的人说，撒旦退我后面去吧。
Do you say that to your friends?
我不敢这样说哈。
You dare not say that.
然后说主耶稣，你为什么对彼得说这样的话呢？
Why did Jesus say that to Peter?
你要对我后面去吧。
Get behind me.
然后主耶稣说了一个很重要的话。
And then the Lord said something very important.
他说你是体贴人的意思。
You are not mindful for the things of God.
你不体贴神的意思。
But the things of men.
每一个十字架来的时候，
When the cross comes,
必须有神的旨意在里头。
It is in the will of God.
十字架的重点不单是叫我们受一点的痛苦。
The point of the cross is not suffering.
十字架有它积极一面的意义。
There is a positive side to the cross.
神要把他的心意做成在你的身上。
God wants to accomplish His will in your life.
然后主耶稣说，你是拿过绊我脚的石头。
And then the Lord Jesus said, You are an offense to me.
原文的意思就是我要走这个路，你就一个拦阻我的石头放在我的前头。
In the original Greek, it means that you're a stumbling block to me.
我现在我要来顺服神了。
I want to obey the Lord.
我要往前去，来跟着神的旨意走这个的道路。
I want to follow the will of the Lord and walk that way.
那现在你来拦阻我。
But now you're blocking me.
你不要我来走这十字架的道路。
You're in the way of my following the way of the cross.
刚才我们读了加拉太书第五章十一节。
And we just read Galatians 5:11.
那里有一个字说十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
And then it says the offense of the cross may be done away with.
那意思还是一样。
That means the same thing.
保罗说，十字架原来有叫人感觉讨厌的地方。
So there is an offense to the cross.
当你被十字架的时候，每个人都感觉其实不是舒服的事情。
Because when everyone carries the cross, it's not a comfortable thing.
那保罗说，如果我不要这个十字架的苦难，
If you done away with the suffering of the cross,
很简单，
It's very simple.
我要跟随人家怎么做，我怎么做就可以了。
Then you do what the others do.
因为为什么？
Why?
加拉太书哪里说，这些人在传各里。
Because in Galatians it says those people are preaching circumcision.
他说如果我跟着他们走,
if I follow them,
他们每个人都传讲了道理, 我也传讲了道理,
then I'll preach what the others are preaching.
拿我这十字架在我身上就没有那个讨厌的地方。
Then the offense of the cross may be done away with.
那但是保罗说不可以的。
But Paul said no.
我现在是要体贴神的意思。不是体贴人的意思。
I have to please the Lord and not men.
那所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
什么是十字架呢？
What is the cross?
十字架不是你受一点苦，是十字架。
It's not just when you suffer.
在我们受苦的当中，神在我们身上有一个积极的意义在我们的生命当中。
But in your suffering, there's a positive side that God, something that God wants to accomplish in your life.
神的心意，神在我们身上的旨意必须要成就的，那是十字架给我们的学习。
The lesson of the cross is to accomplish the will of God in your life.
我希望弟兄姊妹我们能够记得。
I hope that we can remember this.
我还记得三十多年前。
I remember 30 years ago.
有一次有个年长弟兄，那时候我在香港。
At that time, I was in Hong Kong.
有个年长弟兄在香港要开特别聚会。
And there's an elder brother who was having a special meeting in Hong Kong.
然后那个聚会的题目就发下来了。
And then the topic of that meeting was announced.
刚好是十字架的道路。
It's the way of the cross.
有个年轻弟兄看到这个题目。
When a young brother saw that topic,
他们自己谈话，他不是来跟我说的。
And he talked to someone about it.
他说又讲这个题目啊。
The cross again.
我也会说嘞。
Even I can preach it.
在他的意思说，讲这个题目，他都懂这个道理，他都通通都明白了。
In his mind, he thought he knew all about the cross.
就好像是很旧的一些话。
It's like an old thing.
那弟兄姊妹，你是不是好像那个年轻人一样？
Do you have the same attitude as that young man?
我跟后来我听到了，我就跟他说。
After I heard what he said, I talked to him.
我说你都懂了吗？
Do you really know?
你都能讲了吗？
Can you really preach?
啊，我这样一来，他就不好意思了。
And then he started to blush.
不过在他心里头，他以为他脑子里头都有这些道理在他的里面。
In his mind, yes, he had a lot of doctrine.
那弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
十字架的道理从来不是光给我们说一说的。
But the doctrine of the cross is not just talk.
当然如果我们要把这些道理把它弄出来，当然有非常很多的真理我们可以知道的。
There's a lot of truth that we know, yes.
不过十字架的道理道路实在说起来是要我们走在这个路上的。
But the doctrine of the cross is a way for us to walk in.
所以我可以这样说。
So I can say.
或许我们不能够很懂十字架的道理。
It's possible that you may not know very well the doctrine of the cross.
但你可以对十字架的道理你可以一步一步的走在上头。
But you can walk step by step on the way of the cross.
我再举一个例子。
Let me raise another example.
我刚来的时候。
When I just got here.
我看见那些人去滑雪，我很高兴。
I saw people skiing and I was very glad.
然后我想，如果我能够到山上，我去滑一滑雪，那一定很好玩。
I thought that it was very fun.
那你知道我这个人啊，我学东西啊，我喜欢看书。
You know that I'm a bookworm.
然后我想啊，我把书找来，我好读读，到底啊，学一下，到底看书是说怎么能够滑雪滑得好，那一定有点用。
So I want to read some books about skiing.
然后我就看了。
So I read.
那这个书啊，从头到尾都看。
So I read through the book from cover to cover.
我以为我都掌握了。
I thought, oh, I got it.
啊，哪有很多的方法。
I know a lot of techniques.
那怎么停？
How to stop?
怎么转弯？
How to turn?
我都学会了。
I learned it all.
但你知道，当我爬到山上。
But when I got to the top of the mountain.
我把这两块板一踏上去。
When I got my skis on.
我说糟糕了。
I knew I was in trouble.
为什么那个山坡那么斜啊？
Because the slope was so steep.
其实现在我知道根本就一点都不斜。
And now I know that it's not really that steep.
哎呀，我发觉很糟糕啊。
I knew I was in trouble.
然后呢，我要往下滑的时候呢，
When I slide down,
我就发觉我所学的一点都不管用。
Only then I realized that what I know is completely useless.
啊，我说我整个人都很害怕了。
So I freaked out.
然后我就跌，就倒在地上。
And I tripped.
然后后来我的女儿也来学。
And then my daughter learned too.
她书看都没看过。
She didn't even touch my books.
我看她很简单了。
I saw her, and it was very easy for her.
一下子她就学会了。
And she learned it just like that.
后来我明白一个事情。
Then I realized something.
我可以知道很多的道理。
I can know a lot of doctrines in my head.
但如果真的把我放在那个环境的里头。
But if I'm truly placed in that environment.
我们发觉我们真的一步一步来体验它，我们才能学会的。
We can only learn if we follow it step by step.
然后后来我现在还是不是很好，不是现在我是懂一点了。
Now I'm a better skier.
然后现在我才回头看那本书，才发觉哎，它是有点道理。
And when I revisit the books, I realized that it makes some sense.
那个时候我整个脑子都知道怎么滑雪，我不懂滑雪。
When I thought I knew, I didn't.
那今天我真的滑了一点点，我回头来看那些怎么滑雪的理论，我才明白一点点。
Now that I've truly experienced it, I can comprehend more of the things that I knew.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你不要以为说我们听了几堂的道，我们就懂十字架。
Please don't think that after the several messages you know the cross.
没有那么便宜的事。
There's no cheap things like that.
你以为说我听了五堂的道理，我听了你弟兄他说到十字架的事情，那现在我就知道十字架是怎么回事？不。
Please don't think that after five messages of the cross you understand what it's all about.
那就好像我把这本书读完了，以为我懂滑雪，我告诉你们，还有很多很远的路呢走呢。
It's like what I thought when after I finished all the skiing books.
十字架是我们弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人来经历的。
The cross is something for each and everyone to experience.
今天早上我们把这些道理再给大家弟兄姊妹，我们来复习一下。
Let us review the doctrines of the cross.
但不是说我你听完以后你就都明白了，不是这样。
And after you heard it, it's not like that you would totally grasp everything about the cross.
我们还要活在这个生活上。
We have to live the way of the cross.
好了，我们现在看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
啊，你们都是英文的，所以那请这个机器给你们读一下就好了。
Okay, the real gospel is not confined only to the forgiveness of sin, but requires believers to live out the will of God. The cross is the only means by which we can do so.Thus, Christians who do not know the cross are Christians who do not know the salvation of God.
这里告诉我们一个很特别的事情。
It shows us a very interesting point.
这里告诉我们说，原来十字架是唯一能够成功神旨意的一个途径。
The cross is the only means by which we can fulfill the will of God in our lives.
我们以为做成神的旨意，我们就很用功就做，那就搞定了。
We always think that the will of God can be accomplished by our effort.
我们有没有这样想过
？Have you thought like that before?
我们说神啊，如果你在我身上有什么旨意，那我就好好做就对了。
We always think that, oh, what is the will of God in my life, and I'll work on it.
然后如果神啊，你要我来做一个传福音的人，我就好好用功传福音，不是可以了吗
？Oh, if the Lord wants me to preach the gospel, I'll just work on it.
如果你要我在教会里头做一个什么事情，我不是很用心在做，那不是搞定了吗
？If there's something that needs to be done in the church, I'll just work very hard, and it'll be done.
如果神啊，你要我在教会里头摆摆椅子，我就早点来，我就摆摆椅子，那不是解决问题了吗
？Oh, I can come early and arrange the chairs.In the church.
然后如果有一天弟兄说好、啊、你负以后呢你就负责讲道然后我就好用功读读圣经我就可以了吧
If someone asks me to preach I'll just study hard in the Bible
然后我学学怎么来讲话这个所谓公开讲话我去上上课我也在人面前我能够讲一点是不是这样
And then I'll take a lesson in public speaking and that will be done
我们以为说我跟世界的想法一样如果我要成就神的旨意我用我自己的办法好好来做那就搞定了
We always think in the ways of the world We think that if we work hard in it then it'll be done
那原谅我说
Forgive me for saying this
如果有一天教会说郭定强以后你负责弹琴
If someone tells me, Brother Timothy, from this day onward, you're the pianist for the church,
那糟糕了, 我不会弹琴的,
then I'll be in big trouble.
那但是如果真的要我弹,
but what if that's really required of me?
那我想我就好好练钢琴咯,
then I'll just practice hard.
那我就学什么什么, 一直考到十级啦, 然后在ARCT了, 我都学会了, 然后我就可以在哪里弹琴呢?
Then I'll finish my grade 10 at ARCT, then I'll do that.
我们以为说服侍神, 神在我们身上的旨意, 当然我要把自己弄好, 那是怎么简单呢?
We think that to fulfill God's will in our lives, it's just for us to work at it.
对的,
it's true.
我们神要用我们, 在我们身上, 神的确把一些恩赐给我们。
Yes, God gives us certain gifts and talents.
有的时候如果没有这恩赐, 我们不可能来服侍他。
Without these things, we cannot serve him.
就好像如果我不懂弹琴, 我怎么来侍琴呢?
If I don't know how to play, then how can I play for the church?
有的人是不会讲话的, 他不能为神讲话。
There are people that don't have the gift of speaking. How can they speak on the pulpit?
不过重点不在那个地方。
But that's not the main point.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
原来谈到神的旨意,
when we talk about the will of God,
当我们说到神的旨意怎么成就在我们身上的时候,
when we talk about how God's will may be fulfilled in our lives,
有一个很重要的条件,
there is one very solemn requirement,
就是你必须要经过十字架,
that you must carry the cross.
这个很多时候我们会忘记,
we always forget this.
那所以你记得李牧圣弟兄在这里不是不断地提及这样的话吗?
Remember Brother Lee always exhort us?
十字架有两方面的工作。
There are two workings of the cross.
在主耶稣的身上。
In the life of Jesus.
他怎么把神的旨意完成在这个地上呢?
How did he complete God's will for him on earth?
那是十字架。
That's the cross.
对吗?
Isn't it so?
我们知道主在地上三十多、三十三年半的生活, 他的一生就是十字架。
In his 33 and a half years on earth, his whole life has been the cross.
从他降生,
from his birth,
从他成长,
from his growing up,
从他出来服侍,
from his service,
我们一点一点地看。
We can see.
你知道在我们当中有本诗歌说, 从伯利恒我们动身。
There's a hymn in our hymnary. It's called From Bethlehem.
那是那个 Margaret Barber 写的。
It's written by Margaret Barber.
那里告诉我们说, 主的一生就是十字架的故事。
It shows us that in the entire life of our Lord Jesus, it's in the story of the cross.
从伯利恒开始,
from Bethlehem onward,
一直到加略山,
all the way to Calvary.
我们发觉原来主的一生没有离开过十字架的那个实际。
You'll realize that the life of the Lord has never departed from the reality of the cross.
然后神的旨意就在我们主耶稣身上完成了。
And God's will was fulfilled in his life.
那所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
其实是我们得到救恩的原因,
that's how we receive our salvation.
所以用保罗的话来说, 其实是我们灵里头的救恩。
So the apostle said, this is the salvation by which our spirits are saved.
我们 一点参与的能力都没有。
We did not actively, proactively participate in this.
这是主耶稣背了十字架走完这条道路, 为我们准备好的。
The Lord walked away of the cross and prepared all this for us.
但你要发觉一个很重要的原则。
But you'll realize something.
如果主耶稣稍微离开了十字架,
if the Lord departed from the cross,
就好像那天我刚才读那段圣经, 他听从了彼得的一些的体贴的劝勉,
so if he had listened to Peter and his suggestions,
那这样的话, 我们今天就得不到这个救恩,
then we won't receive that salvation.
然后可以说, 神的旨意就得不到成功了,
then the will of the Lord would not be accomplished.
主耶稣他没有离开十字架的道路,
the Lord Jesus did not depart from the way of the cross.
神的旨意就能够做成在这个地上。
And he accomplished the will of the cross on will of the Lord on earth.
那弟兄姊妹, 我们呢?
What about us?
主耶稣的话说得好啊。
What did the Lord Jesus say?
他说学生不能高过先生。
He said the students cannot be greater than the master.
仆人不能过大过主人。
The servants cannot be greater than his master.
如果主耶稣他要把神的旨意发表出来是走十字架道路的话。
If the will of the Lord is to be manifested in your life, and that's the way of the cross,
那我们没有别的路可以走的。
There is no other way.
如果主耶稣都要走这个路来成全神的旨意，
If even our Lord Jesus had to walk that way to fulfill the will of God in his life,
那弟兄姊妹，只有我们走这个路才可以让神的旨意坐在我们的身上。
Then there is no other way for us to fulfill God's will in our lives but the way of the cross.
我们常常以为说我们有很多的方法。
We always think that, oh, we have a lot of methods.
我们以为说我们只要用自己的能力，我们就可以做成很多的事情。
We always think that we can do a lot of things with our abilities.
对的，是有点，好像有点用。
It may be true.
但实际上不是这样。
But in reality, it's not like that.
所以保罗在腓立比书怎么告诉我们？
What did Paul say in Philippians?
他告诉我们说，
He said,
在这个黑暗的时代，
In this dark world,
我们要好像明光照耀一样，
We have to shine like light in the darkness.
要活出你的救恩来，
We have to lift up this salvation.
这个救恩在我们身上怎么能够活出来呢？
How can we live out this salvation?
就是十字架的。
It's the lesson of the cross.
所以我们发觉李弟兄，他有的时候他传福音不需要讲很多的话。
So you realize that when Brother Lee shares the gospel, he doesn't need to talk much.
他说他在这个监房里头，很多时候他没有机会好好把这个福音很细的告诉他周围的人。
He doesn't need to really go into the details about the doctrines of the gospel.
但奇怪，他旁边的人就发觉他不一样。
But the people around him will realize that he's very different.
然后就来问他。
And then they would ask him.
然后就相信了主耶稣。
And then they believe in the Lord.
这好像什么一个图画呢？
What does that tell us?
就好像这个腓立比书第二章的话一样。
It's like what is spoken in Philippians 2.
周围都是黑暗的。
It's all dark around us.
那但是我们弟兄在里头就好像一个点亮的灯一样。
But our brother is that light that shone in the darkness.
然后他就把这个救恩活在众人的跟前。
And he lives out that salvation before everyone.
一点一点的，不是故意的。
It's not on purpose.
就是能够自然的把生命流露出来。
But it's naturally living out that supernatural life.
然后周围就要改变。
And then everyone around him changes.
神的旨意就成全了。
And the will of God is accomplished.
你想想看。
Think about it.
如果我们弟兄不背十字架。
If our brother did not carry his cross.
神有心意要救在他同一个监牢监房里头的那五个的囚犯。
And the Lord wants to save the five other prisoners in his jail cell.
这是神这要定的心意。
That's the will and heart of God.
这几个人神要救他。
And God wants to save those people beside him.
但神怎么救他呢？
But how would he do so?
神要执着李弟兄背十字架的时候。
God does it through brotherly carrying the cross.
然后叫你周，他周围这几个人就变成了基督徒。
And then those prisoners became Christians.
那对我们来说是不是一样？
Is that the same way with us?
你去你的公司房里头。
In your office.
在你学校跟你同学当中。
In your school amidst your classmates.
你不知道神在你周围要做什么事情。
You don't know what God wants you to do in that midst.
但神在里头好像放了很多的事情在你生命里头要你来学习顺服。
And God places a lot of opportunities in your life to learn something.
然后如果你听话。
If you obey,
如果你真的顺服,
if you truly obey,
你就把神的心意做出来了,
then you can manifest the will of God in your life.
好像你在受苦,
it looks like as though you are suffering.
好像你受苦都没有改变,
you may suffer for a long time and nothing changes.
不像我们李弟兄, 他每次受苦以后, 接着来就是很光明, 很好的结果。
It's not like Brother Lee, when he suffers a while, then there's a glorious result.
有的时候不一定的。
It doesn't happen all the time.
但是有一个不同,
but there is one difference.
神要做的事情能够成功。
The heart of the Lord can be accomplished.
就好像我举的例子一样,
like the example I raised.
可能你的同学因为你背十字架，他就信主了。
Perhaps your classmate may watch you carrying your cross and he becomes a believer.
你的爸爸因为你愿意背十字架，他就愿意信主了。
Perhaps your father saw you carrying your cross and he's willing to believe.
可能你的妻子因为你愿意背十字架，他就信主了。
Perhaps your wife sees you carrying your cross and she becomes a believer.
你有没有发觉，如果你把这个拒绝了？
If you deny the cross,
那你就发觉神在你周围要做的事情，就因为你的原因不能够往前。
Then you realize that the will of the Lord cannot move forward because of you.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主永远是我们的榜样。
The Lord is always our example.
他是怎么样顺服父神的旨意？
How did he submit to the will of the Lord?
在他来说，他说我靠自己，我不能做什么。
He said that by myself, I do nothing.
实在说，他靠自己，他什么都可以做。
But truly, he can do anything by himself.
但他要服在神旨意的底下。
But he chose to submit in the will of the Lord.
然后就把我们结伴人都能够带回到神旨意的当中。
And he brought all of us back to the will of the Lord.
然后我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my brothers and sisters,
你要在神里头真的被神用吗？
Do you truly want to be used by the Lord?
你真愿意神的旨意在你身上能够通行出来吗？
Do you want the will of the Lord to have His way in your life?
我要告诉你,
Let me tell you.
如果主是走这样的道路,
If this is the way that the Lord embarked upon,
就好像我们这里所说的, 十字架是唯一的途径叫神的旨意得到完成。
It's like what is said here, the way of the cross is the only way by which we can do this.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你听了,
you've heard this,
你以为你懂了,
you think you know this in your head,
但你还要放在你生活的里头,
but you still need to experience it in your daily living.
如果你不在你生活的里面的话,
if you don't live it out,
你在这里上, 头脑里面不够的,
it's not enough to just have these things in your head.
好, 我们来第二点,
second point, the immaturity of the children of God and the ineffectiveness of the testimony of the church are due to his children not seriously learning the lessons of the cross.
我们常常以为说,
we always think,
我们如果需要长大,
if we need to grow up,
我们要做很多的事情,
we have to do a lot of things.
如果今天教会能够很兴旺,
if the church can be revived,
我们需要有很多的活动,
we need a lot of activity.
其实都是人的想法,
that's our thinking.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
但愿主开我们的眼睛,
may the Lord open our eyes.
原来最拦阻我们能够走在神旨意的路上,
the biggest obstacle for us to embark on the way of the cross, of the Lord,
是我们的自己,
it's our self life.
我们从来没有这个观念的, 原谅我说,
we tend to neglect this.
你相信吗?
Do you believe?
我们常常以为说我是很好的。
We always think that, oh, I'm very good.
你要有一天, 我们在主面前真的看见主啊, 我是那个最麻烦的。
But one day the Lord will open your eyes to see that you're the one who causes the biggest trouble.
然后你再跟主说, 主啊, 我愿意背十字架, 过一个十级的生活。
Then you will say that, Lord, I'm willing to deny myself and live the way of the cross.
我真不知道该怎么说呢?
I don't know how to say this.
我情愿我讲的话重一点, 你们以后不跟我讲话, 我都要说。
I'd rather say in a harsh way, and you may not talk to me afterwards.
我来到看到青年弟兄姊妹, 我心里头常有一个感觉。
When I see the young people, I always have a feeling.
啊, 我感觉你们真的很可爱。
You guys are very lovely.
但是呢,
but
大概在加拿大的教育是有点困难。
Perhaps it's the influence of the Canadian education system.
因为在北美啊, 都是非常注重个人主义。
Because in North America, they focus on the individual.
所以它叫 individualism.
Individualism.
老师会跟你说,
your teacher will tell you,
你是最重要的。
You're the most important thing.
你的喜欢最重要的。
Your preference is the most important
thing. 你喜欢就好了。
As long as you like it, it's fine.
现在你知道北美的孩子跟我小的时候呢有点不同。
So, it's different from the education system that I was raised in.
我慢慢我才知道。
And gradually I realized...
你知道我们中国人的孩子啊，以前在以前我还没有来加拿大以前是这样说的。
Before I arrived in Canada, the way that the children were taught.
我的爸爸跟我说。
My father taught me that way.
你要乖。
You have to be a good child.
为什么
？Why？
你不要叫我们的家门啊，名声不好。
You won't bring shame to the family.
我的爸爸说你一个人坏呢我整个家都蒙羞的
When you misbehave you bring shame to the entire family
那你要乖的时候呢
So when you behave yourself
然后你书念好呢
When you study well
那不是单为了我
You don't do this for me
那不叫他能犯不能犯了要扬名声贤父母
You would bring glory to thisto us and the family.
那我从小的时候，我爸爸就这样跟我说。
And from my childhood onward, my father taught me thus.
从来不是你一个人。
It's not always just yourself.
是我们一家。
It's our whole family.
但是我来了加拿大，我发觉好像不太对。
But when I come to Canada, I see that things are different here.
他教你怎么样呢？
What are you guys taught?
你读书为你自己。
You study for yourself.
所以你读好不好，你自己负责任。
So whether you're good or bad student, you're the only one who's at stake.
那这跟这个父母没有大的关系。
Doesn't have anything to do with your parents.
只是你的事。
That's your thing.
是你喜欢。
It's your preferences.
那弟兄姊妹，今天我不来讨论这个重点。
I'm not here to discuss this today.
但我要告诉你们。
But let me tell you.
这个世界要告诉我们说。
This world wants to tell us.
你是最重要的。
You're the most important thing.
你的喜欢是最重要的。
Your preferences are the most important thing.
你要怎么走的路是你自己很重要的一个选择。
You choose the way you walk.
然后他再告诉你。
And then, you will be told.
这个世界没有绝对的对与错。
There are no absolute truths.
是相对的。
It's all relative.
那如果你再想几个，你在学校老师似乎都告诉你这个事情。
So your teachers tell you these things.
当然不对。
Of course it's not true.
那我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
慢慢，我们自己就培养起来。
And gradually we develop in that regard.
我们的自己越来越大。
Our self-life becomes more and more puffed up.
然后我要告诉你们。
And let me tell you.
其实我们服侍神。最大的一个拦阻。
That's the greatest obstacle to us serving the Lord.
你知道你的己是在教里头服侍最大的一个拦阻。
You know that your self-life is the biggest obstacle to your service in the church.
如果这个己不钉在十字架上受到对付的话。
If this self-life is not nailed to the cross and dealt with.
神在我们当中。就不能够把他的见证的荣耀能够发表出来。
Then the Lord cannot manifest His will and His glorious testimony in your life.
我再多讲一点。
Let me share more with you.
我们常常以为说。
We always think.
神啊，我不好的你要对付他。
Please deal with my bad things.
我们想，我们生命里头有很多不好的东西，对不对
？We have a lot of bad habits in our lives.
然后我说，神啊，其实不能要的。
And we know that these things cannot stay.
我们都很懂嘛。
We all know that.
哎呀，我脾气不好。
I have a bad temper.
然后呢，我这个人啊，常常迟到。
I'm always late.
然后我也懒惰。
And I'm lazy.
然后我讲话呢，没不守信用。
And I don't keep my words.
那其实都不好的。
And all these things are bad.
我说神啊，你就用十字架来对付他吧。
So we ask the Lord, oh, please take all these things away by the cross.
那这些都是拦阻我服侍的。
And these things get in the way of my service in the church.
不过神啊，我有不少好处哎。
But I still have a lot of good things.
这些好处呢，你就给他留着吧。
So please keep the good things and let them stay.
留着些好处有用的。
And keep them because they'll be useful.
但是我告诉你弟兄姊妹。
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
原来在服侍的里头。
In service.
最麻烦就是你那些好。
Biggest trouble is caused by your good things.
就是你认为最有用的才是最头痛的。
is the thing that you thought was most useful causes the most problem in the church.
我们有一天, 我们真的在主面前, 主开我们的眼睛,
if the Lord truly opened our eyes,
我跟主说, 主我一点用都没有,
then you will see that you are truly useless before the Lord.
我不好的当然没用,
of course the bad things are useless.
就是我好的也没有用,
but even the good things are useless.
我一点用都没有,
so I'm completely useless.
你要把我整个人所有的东西都对付了,
you have to deal with my entire being.
然后我成为在你的手里头被你使用,
then only then can I be a useful vessel in your hand.
我们要突破了这个, 我告诉弟兄姊妹, 你的服事就不一样,
then I'll tell you your service will be very different.
我真情愿说, 我们不要很大的恩赐,
are you willing to say that, oh, I want a lot of gifts?
我们不需要有很大的本事,
we don't need a lot of abilities.
我们只需要好好的背起十字架来跟随主,
we only need to truly carry our cross daily and follow the Lord.
我跟主说, 主我们一点用都没有,
tell the Lord that you're truly useless.
我这个急只是会拦阻你的工作,
this self-life can only obstruct his way.
我愿意把它钉在十字架上,
I'm willing to let it be crucified on the cross.
哦,不要被这个世界欺骗,
don't be deceived by the world.
这个世界告诉你说, 哎呀,你是最好的,
the world will tell you, oh, you're the best.
你在是最有用的,
you're most useful.
你在,如果教会没有你,这个教会就走不下去了,
the church would collapse without you.
哎呀,如果这个我们青年这个星期五的那个团契,如果我不起来领歌啊,弟兄姊妹就没有唱歌了。If
I don't lead worship on Friday evening, then no one can sing.
仇敌会欺骗我们,
the enemy can deceive us.
他告诉你说你是全世界最重要的,
he'll tell you that you're the most important one in the whole world.
你知道在伊甸园的故事不断在我生命里头发生啊,
you know that the story in the Garden of Eden is always replayed in our lives.
你差点就像神了,
you are almost like God.
你差一点就像神了,
just a little bit off.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
我可以掌握一切,
I can have everything within my control.
我有智慧来分辨一切,
I can have wisdom to discern good and evil.
我知道怎么做,
I know what to do.
神啊, 我不需要你了,
God, I don't really need you anymore.
十下是对付我们这一个,
the cross will deal with that.
我再说多一点,
let me tell you more.
怎么来证明我们是很个人主义?
How can I prove to you that we're truly very individualistic?
我在讲台讲过很多次,
I said this many times before.
我们都喜欢替人家听到, 有没有?
We always like to listen to a message for someone else.
我们听了一个弟兄讲道以后,
after we listen to a message,
我们就说, 哎呀, 这个道啊, 最好, 原谅我, 随便举例子, 最好给几个David听一听。
Where I say that, oh, that message is so great, it's really for Brother David.
如果他今天他就没来聚会, 你看他真不乖,
he doesn't come to meetings.
他如果来了这里,听了这个道,他就有好处。
If he truly heard that meeting, then he would be edified.
那这篇道理呢,最好给这个Gigi听一听。
Oh, that message is really for Sister Gigi.
如果Gigi听了这个道呢,她的生命有改变。
If she heard that, then her whole life would be changed.
那我呢?
What about me?
我太完美了。
I'm so perfect.
我在这里啊, 我是负责来听听这个传道人有没有讲错。
I'm just here to listen whether the preacher made a mistake in his sermon.
我要看看这个传道人啊, 他讲了和, 有没有合乎圣经?
Whether his preaching is according to the scripture.
这个道理呢, 我都懂了。
I know the doctrines already.
这个道呢, 可以了, 我听, 我明白了。
Oh, I've heard it all before.
会这样吗?
Are we like that?
或许我们有一点不同。
Maybe we're not like that exactly.
我说我要听听这个传道人有什么新东西没有。
Maybe we want to listen to the message with the purpose of hearing something new.
有没有我听了一些道理以前我没有听过的。
Perhaps I will hear something that I've never heard before.
啊,我要知道一些道理,我在我以前从来没有听过的事情。
Oh, I want to hear something new today.
然后怎么样?
Then what do I do?
我知道一些特别的东西。
Then I will know more.
然后一天我看到Gigi,
and one day I'll see the sister.
然后说, 诶, 这是姊妹, 你知道这段圣经怎么说吗?
And then I'll say to her, do you know what that scripture means?
然后她就讲了,
And then I will answer.
然后说, 你不够了,这段话应该是这样说的。
And then I can say to that person, that's not exactly what that scripture meant. It meant this.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们怎么听到啊?
What's the attitude we have when we listen to a message?
我亲爱的青年弟兄姊妹,
My dear brothers and sisters,
你们很乖啊。
You guys are very good.
一年52个礼拜都坐在这里啊。
For 52 weeks of the year, you sit here.
但是你听了多少话是神对你说的呢?
But how often do you truly hear God speaking into the depths of your heart?
你能够谦卑伏在神的面前说,神啊,感谢你,你对我说话了。
Can you truly humble yourself before the Lord and say to Him, thank you for speaking to me?
我要告诉你,
Let me tell you,
如果你没有被十字架的学习,
if you do not carry your cross,
你听不到神的话,
you cannot hear God speaking to you.
神再说,
Even if God repeats His words again and again, you cannot hear Him.
所以所有的时候把些苦难给我们,
so sometimes He sends us sufferings.
你受一些苦你就听话了,
After you suffer a little while, then you can hear Him.
好像我们教孩子一样,
It's how we discipline our children.
哎呀, 他一直不听话,
oh, my children are not behaving themselves.
然后给他一点点痛苦,
then I have to send some pain.
然后他能听话了,
and then they will listen to me.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
要讲几是讲不完的,
I can carry on and on.
但重点是我们在这里头要有学习,
But the main point is we have to learn this lesson.
主亲自来向我们说话,
May the Lord truly speak to us Himself.
原谅我再多讲一点点,
and let me share one more thing with you.
2003年,
2003,
那是我第一次认识李牧生弟兄,
it was the first time that I met Brother Lee.
我跟他一起有交通,
I fellowship with him.
那次你弟兄跟他师母在一起,
Brother Lee was there with his wife.
然后江弟兄也在哪里,
and Brother Stephen Kong was there too.
然后我就在那边跟他们一起吃饭,
and I was having a meal with them.
在吃饭的时候,
when we were having a meal,
江弟兄讲话了,
Brother Kong said,
他说李弟兄啊,
Brother Lee,
2005年我在香港有服侍,
in 2005 I'm going to serve in a special meeting.
你也一起来服侍,
please come with me and share.
你想李弟兄怎么回答?
Do you know what Brother Lee said?
你说江弟兄我先回去祷告祷告,
and he said, Brother Kong, I'll go back and pray.
他不是这样说,
no, he didn't say that.
他这样说,
and this is what he said.
他说年长弟兄讲吩咐,
oh, I have to submit to the way of the will of the elderly brother, then I'll go.
我在听这句话里头很感动啊,
when I heard he said that, I was really touched inside.
我看我那个时候我认识李牧圣弟兄, 他在神面前很多学习,
he learned a lot before the Lord, Brother Lee.
但江立松这样跟他讲的时候,
but when Brother Kong said that to him,
我发觉有一个人,
I discovered that there's someone,
他真的把自己放下来,
he truly put himself down,
他真的对自己没有要求,
he really does not desire anything for himself.
他对江立松说,
he said to Brother Stephen Kong,
年长弟兄讲吩咐,
since an elderly brother requests this of me, then I'll go.
原谅我亲爱的青年弟兄姊妹,
forgive me for saying this, brothers and sisters.
你们太属灵了,
you guys are so spiritual.
你们太知道神的旨意了,
you so know the will of the Lord.
比其他弟兄姊妹们都知道,
even more so than the other brothers and sisters.
真的吗?
Is it really that way?
真的是这样吗?
Is it truly that way?
还以为你认为说我还是不错的,
do you still think that, oh, I'm someone great?
主会在我们心里头向我们说话,
the Lord speaks to the depths of our heart.
真正在主的路上走的人,
Those who truly walk on the way of the Lord.
是真的学习放下自己。
Truly learn to put themselves down.
在我小的时候。
When I was young.
在我聚会的地方有怎样的教导？
In my meeting place, they have this teaching.
我不是说这些教导对，这些教导是不对的。
I'm not saying that the teaching is right. Actually, it's not right.
我再说，这不是不对的。
But it's not wrong.
不，这是不对的，这是 wrong， 是错的。
Oh, it's wrong.
不过虽然是错的教导，在我年轻的时候是有点用处。
But even though it's wrong, it really helped me when I was young.
那时候年长弟兄跟我说。
The elder brothers would tell me.
如果有一天。
One day.
我要你用一个沙来擦这个玻璃窗。
If I ask you to rub the windows with sandpaper.
我说你用这个沙去把它擦干净。
If I tell you to rub the windows with sandpaper.
你就去做。
Then you do it.
那你就会跟年长弟兄说，这样这个玻璃不是越擦越脏吗？
Then you ruin the window.
他说对。
He said, yeah, that's true.
你去擦的时候，这个枪啊，枪子啊，越擦越脏。
Yeah, you'll ruin the window.
但你里头会越擦越明亮。
But you'll become very bright inside.
跟他说我是这样学习。
And that's why I learned.
没有道理讲的。
There's no reason to it.
只有顺服。
Just obey.
那今天我不能说这样的话。
Of course, today I cannot say something like that.
我们在主面前学习服事的，我们要讲道理。
We want to learn how to serve the Lord. We just don't want to talk about doctrines.
我们真的要好好带领弟兄姊妹们往前，不要以前这样的教导。
We really want to move everyone forward and not adhere to the teachings of the past.
不过我要告诉我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But I have to tell you, brothers and sisters.
我们正在主面前学习等候，学习顺服，学习放下你的自己。
Let us learn to wait before the Lord and submit to the Lord and put yourself down before the Lord.
我总记得吴尔西弟兄他自己的见证。
I always remember what Brother Hosea Wu shared.
他会弹琴。
He knows how to play piano.
他会音乐。
He knows music.
他的音乐比周围的人懂太多了。
He knows much more about music than anyone else around him.
我要告诉亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And I have to tell you, brothers and sisters.
我从来没有听过一个人弹诗歌，像我们弟兄弹的这样的好。
I've never heard someone who can play hymns as well as he does.
他告诉我。
He told me.
他希望事情。
He hoped that the pianist.
好像等了十年。
And he waited for 10 years.
教会一直都不给他弹。
The church never asked him to play.
他看其他在上面弹的比他都糟糕。
And he saw that the current pianists are not as good as he is.
他说他们都比我差，为什么我没有机会去弹呢？
He always thinks that, oh, they're worse than me. Why are they playing?
主在他身上要做工。
The Lord did a work in his life.
要他放下他自己。
Wants him to put himself down.
要他学习背十字架。
Wants him to learn the lesson of the cross.
一年、两年、三年这样做。
One year, 2 years, and 3 years.
到有一天。
One day,
他可以坐在钢琴上头来侍琴的时候，
when he become truly the pianist at the church,
我们就听见不单是音乐，
we not only hear music,
在这音乐的背后，我们听到我们弟兄学习的那个灵出来了。
Behind the music, we can sense the spirit of the lesson that our brother learned.
不一样啊。
It's different.
这十年隐藏的生活，神做了什么呢？
What did the Lord do in those 10 hidden years?
十字架的学习。
The lesson of the cross.
我没有时间，我赶快说最后的一点。
And let us go to the very last point. The cross enable us to be free from the bondage of the world and yearn for heavenly blessings.
只有十字架才叫我们脱离地上的吸引。
Only the cross can break us free from the temptations of the world.
我真的很简单地说。
Let me go through this very briefly.
为什么？
Why?
保罗怎么说啊？
What did Paul say?
在加拉太书保罗怎么说啊？
What did Paul say in Galatians?
他说我不用别的夸口。
He said that I boast in, and do not boast in any other.
我只夸主耶稣他钉，基督钉十字架。
But I only boast in Christ and Him crucified.
作我而论,
For me,
这世界已经钉在十字架上,
the world is crucified to the cross.
作世界而论,
and for the world,
我已经被钉在十字架上,
I am crucified.
对于保罗来说,
for Paul,
他只有一个夸口,
he can only boast
是十字架,
the cross.
然后用着十字架,
and by the cross,
他能够对付这世界一切的吸引,
he can deal with a lot of temptations of the world.
你头能够讲的道理很多,
there are a lot of doctrines there.
我只讲一个点,
I only want to say one thing.
只有真正被十字架的人,
only someone who truly carries the cross,
属灵的世界向他才是打开的,
can he understand the things in the spiritual world?
一个从来没有背过十字架的人,
for someone who has never carried the cross,
他不明白什么叫做属灵的世界,
he cannot understand anything in the spiritual world.
他只看见这肉身的世界,
he can only see the things of this world.
他只看见地上的东西,
he can only see earthly things.
所以他自然被这个地上的东西吸引住了,
so naturally he'll be drawn by the world.
他看见这些都是很实在,
because it's so real to him.
其实实在太漂亮,
it's so pretty.
所以他就追求这些东西,
so he ran after those things.
但如果你真的背过十字架,
but if you truly carry them,
你就发觉原来主的同在是这样的宝贵,
you'll truly realize the preciousness of the presence of the Lord.
然后你才知道原来神的爱是这样的真实,
you'll experience the love of the Lord.
然后你才知道主是这样实在的一位,
and you experience the reality of the Lord in your life.
然后你才发觉那属天的祝福原来是这样叫我们得到,
and you realize that the spiritual blessing can truly fulfill you.
你就发觉这世界的东西不能跟它相比,
and you realize that the things of the world is incomparable to what you have.
我要追求这个世界，这个追求属灵的东西,
I want to pursue after spiritual things.
我们不是有这样一首诗歌吗?
Do we not have that hymn?
谁愿意不收起他冬天的衣服呢?
Who is willing to put away his winter clothing?
除非他知道夏天来了,
except when he knows that summer is near.
如果我们没有看到属灵的实际,
if we do not see the things in the spiritual world,
如果没有看见属灵的实在,
if we don't see the spiritual reality,
我们怎么能放下这个世界呢?
How can we let this world go?
我在这里劝弟兄姊妹不要爱世界，不要爱世界。我告诉你，我再讲没用的。
I know it's a waste of time to tell you, do not love the world, do not love the world.
因为你只看见世界。
Because that's all you can see.
你只被这个吸引。
You're attracted to this world.
只有有一天,
only one day,
你真的背了十字架走了这条的道路,
when you truly carry the cross,
那属灵的实际才向你打开一点。
Then your eyes would be opened a little to the things.
你再背十字架再走一段,
and when you carry the cross even further onward,
这属灵的世界对你又再打开了一点,
you can see more things in the spiritual world.
然后你才知道这个地上的东西不是真的。
Then you realize the things in this world is not real at all.
所以保罗怎么说?
What did Paul say?
保罗说凡是看得见的都是暂时的。
Those you can see are temporal.
你看不见是永远的。
Those you cannot see are eternal.
哦，那糟糕了。
We're in big trouble.
你看到什么?
What do you see?
你打开眼睛看到什么?
What do you see with these eyes?
你看见现在都是暂时的。
What you see are temporal.
你们都是暂时的。
You guys are temporal.
我是暂时的。
I am temporal.
这个暂时的。
These things are temporal.
你看得见都是暂时的。
What you see are temporal.
那更惨的是什么?
And what's worse?
你看不见的你真是有看不见。
The things you cannot see, you cannot see.
保罗不是。
Paul is not like that.
保罗说你看不见我看见那个是永远的。
What you cannot see, I can see, and those things that I can see with the eyes of my heart are eternal.
我弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你不背十字架,
if you do not carry the cross,
你不放下你的自己,
if you don't put yourself down,
你看不见。
You cannot see.
你弟兄一个见证，我要跟你们说，我告诉你们。
I want to share a testimony of Brother Lee that he didn't share.
他说有一天,
he said one day,
有两个穿着西装笔挺的人到他家里来。
There are two men clothed in nice suits who visited him in his home.
他就问你弟兄,
he asked Brother Lee,
你有什么需要啊?
Do you have any needs?
他说我没有需要，我很好。
He said, no, I'm fine.
他就问这两个人，你是谁啊？
And then he asked those two people, who are you?
他说我是 George Bush 派来的。
They said, oh, we're sent by George Bush.
那比如说谁是那个布希啊？
Which Bush would that be?
我不认识他啊。
I don't know any Bush.
他跑来找我干什么？
Why is he visiting?
两人说你连布希都不知道啊。
And those two men said, you don't know Bush?
他说我不知道。
He said, no, I don't.
他说现在如果你需要我给你换一个房子。
If you want, we can get you a new house.
你这个房子太破了。
You have such an old house.
如果你需要$200,000，我马上可以给你。
If you want $200,000, we can give that to you.
我们就是说我要这个干什么？
And then Brother Lee said, what would I want those things for?
我不需要钱。
I don't need money.
我不需要新房子。
I don't need a new house.
我也不认识那个所谓的 Bush.
And I don't know that Bush.
你们请吧。
You can go now.
如果是你怎么样的？
If it were you, what would you say?
房子要。
Oh, I want a home, a new home.
钱我要。
Of course I'll take the cash.
这个布希我也要。
Oh, I want the Bush too.
十字架
The cross
叫我们弟兄把这个世界真的割断
Really separated our brother from the world
这不是你这个讲讲道理读了圣经几遍能够做出来的
This is not something that you can attain to after flipping through the Bible
天天十字
Deny yourself daily
背十字架来跟从他
Carry the cross and follow him.
那今天我讲了前头的三点。
Today I've went through the first three points.
真的不够完全。
I haven't done a very good job.
不过感谢主，徐弟兄下礼拜再跟你们说。
But thank the Lord that YC would be carrying on next week.
他把我不足够的会补过来的。
And he will fill in what I lack.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，但愿这是我们心头最深的祷告。
Dear Lord, may this be the deepest prayer in our heart.
你走怎么样的道路，我们就将紧紧来跟随你。
May we really closely follow the way that you've walked on.
主啊，你在地上没有走别的路。
Dear Lord, you did not walk any other way in this world.
你走了十字架的道路。
You walked the way of the cross.
到最后你就挂在木头上。
And in the end, you were hung on a tree.
主，我们就将来跟随你。
Dear Lord, let us follow you likewise.
虽然这路头里头有苦难，有悲伤。
Perhaps the way involves sorrow and suffering.
但主谢谢你。
But we thank you.
因为我们从来不孤单。
Because we'll never be alone.
你就陪着我们一直走这个路。
Because you walk with us the whole way.
直到见你面的日子。
Until we see you face to face.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
说话在弟兄姊妹的心中。
Please speak in the depths of the hearts of the brothers and sisters.
祷告靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' gracious name.
Amen.